Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, it definitely is. Busy, busy, busy day today. Didn't get to finish everything from yesterday. We're going to pretty much pick up where we left off yesterday. I've got an audio clip, about a five-minute audio clip, about what it's like, what it's really like in a gunfight. And what kind of reactions and so forth from Kevin Michalowski. I want to finish that. I teased it yesterday, played about 3 minutes and 3 seconds of a 5 minute and 6 second audio, video audio, if you will. So I literally stopped it halfway. That was just a fluke. That was just one of those weird things that happened, you know, but it did. Just worked out that way. I want to finish that today. I've got some really good email. Let me tell you something. Please keep the emails coming. I've got some here. I'm still working on some of these. I want to focus on one from Oklahoma today, and I want to tease the upcoming Sunday broadcast where I will bring another legal ease. Will not be able to bring you, I'm still working on it, I might be able to bring you an attorney tomorrow, but where you're listening to this program today, your station carries the Monster Sunday broadcast. So having said that, you will be able to hear the attorney answer a couple of these questions. I'm going to tease the segment because I just got this email, literally was just working on this, and I want you to hear it, and then I want you to tune in Sunday. So I'm gonna throw that out as a tease, no doubt about that. You need to hear this stuff. Keep the emails coming, questions, no matter what they are, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Now, like I said, fun stuff for today with Kevin. We'll get back to that. I want to tell you about the app. The app is out now, and I'm going to check this with you now because we've got the Listen Live portion on the Armed American Radio app on the USCCA page, app I should say. Yesterday, I noticed it was up. I'll see if it's up again today. I want to kind of tease that with you too. Fun stuff. So we'll go over to it with it live. We'll check it out with you live. We're over on the app now. Let's check Armed American Radio. Okay, and I do not see yet live. They were playing with it yesterday. It popped up, but not yet. So that will be up when it is. You'll be able to go to the app and actually listen to the show live, and it will bring up a player. It will bring up a mobile player. You'll be able to listen to the show live from anywhere in the country. And if you miss it live, you'll be able to pick up that day's show almost immediately. And those of you who are tuning in by podcast have noticed that the podcasts are going up almost immediately now. So we're working for you. Things change all the time, okay? Let me play some of this video. Then we'll discuss it a little bit afterwards, and I've got some emails I want to go through with you today and some news, too. Michael Savage, talk radio giant. I'll tell you what happened to him if you haven't heard the news. Maybe you have. Let me do the email first. I'll go back to Kevin. I want to tease that. I want to keep you here. What happens in a gunfight? I'm going to play that in another segment. I want to keep you here for that. That's important stuff. Boy, oh boy. I've got... Pete, I don't even know where to go with you. I'm going to start with this. Good news out of the Ninth Circuit Court today. Well, not good news. Let me say it this way. Positive vibes out of the Ninth Circuit, pro-gun case, the Pena case that you heard Alan Gottlieb talking about on the Monster program last week. I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to give too much away here because Alan will be here on Sunday, and I want you to get it straight from the horse's mouth. But he, representing the Second Amendment Foundation, who is bringing the suit in conjunction with the plaintiffs, along with brilliant attorney, winner of the Heller decision in 08 and the subsequent 2010 McDonald decision, were in the Ninth Circuit today, arguing in San Francisco. The response was positive. And I'll leave it there. But there's good pro-gun stuff happening, pro-rights stuff happening. Now, of course, this is the Ninth Circuit. We all know what happens. You can win in the three-judge panel and then lose in an en banc hearing. En banc meaning the entire panel. If they decide to take the case. And that liberal court always does when it's a gun case. Always. Heard Trump yesterday talking about possibly breaking it up. He's no fan of the Ninth Circuit, the most overturned court in America. It's an embarrassment. They're a stain on American jurisprudence. Activist judges. I got emails today about how can lower the lowest level federal judge stop a presidential order. Another great email. I'm going to be answering that on Sunday because I've got legalese coming up. All this stuff. Been working on all this fun stuff with you. Just fun stuff. Let me first read you something coming out of Oklahoma. I get questions like this a lot. Here's the education part of the program. This comes, I'm just going to say Vern. No last name necessary. My wife is being treated for cancer. The treatment seems to be working fine, but she has lots of problems with side effects of the medication. So I feel like I've been in every hospital, clinic, medical office building, and any other kind of medical facility in Norman and Oklahoma City. Every last one of them has a little sign that has a silhouette of a handgun with a circle around it and a slanted line through the gun. I'm still having trouble finding a clear reading of Oklahoma gun laws, but I believe that Oklahoma law prescribes specific signs that must be displayed to prohibit concealed and open carry, and that ain't it. I believe some other states have similar laws. I have never seen those legally required signs displayed in any medical facility or anywhere else for that matter. So I'm wondering how gun-free our hospitals really are. I hope criminals are wondering, too. Of course, hospital employees and doctors might lose their job or privilege to practice if they violate hospital policy for carrying a gun, but they wouldn't be breaking any law. So there's a few things going on in this email from Vern, and I want to kind of tackle this, not only for him, but for you. Vern, I appreciate the email and our prayers to your wife. We're pulling for you. I want to let you know your wife, your family is in our thoughts, okay? First things first. But let me start with, I hope criminals are wondering too. Criminals aren't wondering, Vern. They're not. They're not wondering if something's gun-free. Criminals are allowed to carry their guns anywhere they want. That's the definition of criminal. There's nothing stopping them. No fence, no sign, no nothing. Criminals don't wonder. So I want to make that point. I hope criminals are wondering too. They're not. I wish I could tell you differently, but gosh, if we did that, then we would put up a big billboard on every highway entering every city starting about 50 miles before you get within city limits. This is a gun-free city. No guns allowed. This is utopia. Our unicorns fart fairy dust, peppermint-smelling farts. It doesn't work that way in real life. There's no such thing as a unicorn. And the world doesn't smell like peppermint dust. I wish it did. So the most important part of that is criminals aren't wondering about anything. Yeah, I wonder if that liquor store I want to rob is gun-free. Darn it, I have to pick another one if it is. Oh, shoot. G-Money just told me they have a gun, no gun sign on it. We're going to have to go somewhere else. Now, it doesn't work that way. It's just a sad fact of life. Second of all, I did some research for you into Oklahoma. Kind of worked on a little bit today. Here's why. These are common questions. And since you're about in the middle of the country, I figured, hey, what a great email to answer, right? Not that that really has anything to do with it, but just kind of cool. You're kind of like throwing a dart right smack in the middle of the United States, so let's go ahead and answer that one instead of one up in Maine or somewhere else. In your state of Oklahoma, no gun signs do not carry the weight of law. What does that mean? That means a no-gun sign is just that, a private property owner telling you, we don't want your gun here. You follow me? This is important. Words mean things in this case. Versus, say, for example, a state, we'll just, you know, make up a state, where the gun law, where the sign, has the weight of law. You walk past that sign, for example, Tennessee. I've walked past that sign by accident. Didn't see it until I left. So technically speaking, it wasn't posted properly because it wasn't visible on the very door that I went into. It was an entrance that was an official entrance to the establishment, and it must be. I saw it on another door that I exited, and I went back and thought, how did I miss that? And I turned around and went back to there, and I didn't. I didn't say anything to the management. The heck with them. Not my job, not my place. Had I known it, I would have gone elsewhere. I digress. But in Tennessee, walking past that sign knowingly and willfully, even not knowingly, ignorance of the law is no excuse, is a violation of the law. You're breaking the law. You can be arrested. You can be charged for doing just that. In your state of Oklahoma, that's not the case, nor is it the case here in Georgia. So I want to read you some stuff from Oklahoma when we come back, because this will answer the does it or does it not for anybody anywhere in the country if your state either carries the weight of law or it doesn't. So we'll give you some information on that when we come back. Then I want to read you something very disturbing about airlines and flying with guns. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Great show lined up.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours. Thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I was reading an email from Oklahoma, the Sooner State, baby. Oklahoma Sooners, powerful stuff. Powerful football. Good college football. Can watch that stuff. Oh, speaking of, Kaepernick, having a hell of a time, isn't he? Nobody wants him. Good riddance, pal. Yeah, I think he may be finished, which is a good thing. But the jury is still out with old Mark A. here on the NFL. I have no plans whatsoever to re-up my NFL package. None whatsoever. The NFL is going to have to make some changes for me to do so. All right, back to Oklahoma. Sidetrack there. No gun signs. Are they worthless? What do they do? Of course they're worthless. Why? That's part of what I picked out of that email that I really wanted to cover with you. Of everything in the email, besides his wife, and God bless your wife, hope everything's fine, hope she's doing well. Two things to pull away. Can I carry here? Where can I carry here? He says he's not been able to get really good, solid information, if you will, on Oklahoma. So we're going to help out there, number one. Number two, I hope criminals are wondering, too. He says, so I'm wondering how gun-free our hospitals really are. I hope criminals are wondering, too. Criminals aren't wondering. That's the biggest takeaway that popped out of me. Criminals don't wonder. They don't wonder about anything. They don't wonder if you're pregnant when they knock you to the ground to take your purse. They don't wonder about that. They don't wonder how what they might be doing to your personal life. They don't wonder if you have children when they're bashing your head in. They don't wonder whether or not so-and-so behind the counter at any place they want to rob his arm. They couldn't care less. They're going in. That was the biggest takeaway. The other was the sign thing. Weight of law, no weight of law. This is one of the most, I mean, honest to goodness, I get this question all the time. That and flying with guns are two of the most asked questions. And is my permit good here and there? So let me again talk about no gun signs. First off, let me read Oklahoma. Places off limits even with a permit / license. Now, there should be no places off limits with a permit / license for you who've done whatever you had to do to get your Oklahoma, whatever it is they make you do. I have that information here, but I don't have time to read all that. But here it is. Places off limits even with a permit or license. It shall be unlawful for any person in possession of a valid handgun license issued pursuant to the provisions of the Oklahoma Self-Defense Act to carry any concealed or unconcealed handgun into any of the following places. Number one, any structure, building, or office space which is owned or leased by a city, town, county, state, or federal governmental authority for the purpose of conducting business with the public. We're going to go back to that one in just a second. Two, any prison, jail, detention facility, or any facility used to process, hold, or house arrested persons, prisoners, or persons alleged delinquent or adjudicated delinquent, except as provided in Section 21 of Title 57 of the Oklahoma statutes. We won't waste our time going into that. All you need to know is any prison, jail, detention facility, or any facility being used as such. Number three, any public or private elementary or public or private secondary school, except as provided in subsection C. We won't bother with that. All you need to know is don't carry your gun in a school, public or private. But there are some nuances there. Number four, any sports arena during a professional sporting event. Because we all know, right, that you're okay prior to leaving for the sporting event, but gosh knows what's going to happen to you the moment you go into the stadium. Good heavens. You're going to get so upset about your team that, why, gosh, you just can't be trusted with your firearm. But it's okay. You're not going to get upset at home when you're by yourself and nobody's going to see you get upset. Well, of course, you'll get more upset at home than you would. But that's okay. You see where we go here? Crazy stuff. Easy to go down these rabbit holes, right? It's real simple to do. Number five, any place where parimutuel wagering is authorized by law. Yeah. You can scratch off all them lottery tickets you want. But boy, you can't go somewhere where betting is authorized by law. You just, boy, oh boy. Number six, any other place specifically prohibited by law? Don't you just love that one? How about you spell it out for me in the law? Any other place prohibited by law? Just a blanket statement, right? How about that? That's kind of like Georgia's old racist roots of gun control, public gatherings. Unless otherwise specified, a public gathering shall be blank, 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 and blank, but not limited to those things. In other words, completely open to officer discretion or whoever else can say it's a public gathering. One judge can say one thing. What is a public gathering? It's what whoever says it is at the time. Well, this isn't a public gathering. Well, I guess in Oklahoma, any other place specifically prohibited. Well, what are those places? Tell me. For purposes of paragraphs 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, that was number 6, by the way, the prohibited place does not include and specifically excludes the following property. Number 1, any property set aside for the use of or use or parking of any vehicle, whether attended or unattended, by a city, town, county, state, or federal governmental authority. So you can park. Number 2, any property set aside for the use or parking of any vehicle, whether attended or unattended by any entity offering any professional sporting event, which is open to the public for admission by any entity engaged in parimutuel wagering authorized by, you can park. You just can't go in. And there's more. There's a couple more nuances. Is there any property adjacent to a structure, building, or office? Do you see how crazy this is? You see why I'm reading you this stuff? We're going to chug through this. I know from your email, most of you really don't go this deep when you decide to carry a firearm. You don't know these things. And that's not a slap to you. Most people don't know where to go. The letter writer, I just can't figure this stuff out, basically. I haven't been able to figure it out. But it's important because listen to this. I'll tell you why in just a moment. Any property adjacent to a structure, building, or office space in which concealed or unconcealed weapons are prohibited by the provisions of this section. Number 4, any property designated by a city, town, county, or state governmental authority as a park, recreational area, or fairgrounds, provided nothing in this paragraph shall be construed to authorize any person, entry by a person in possession of a concealed or unconcealed handgun into any structure, building, or office space, which is specifically prohibited by the provisions of subsection A of this section. Any property set aside by a public or private elementary or secondary school for the use of parking or vehicle, whether unattended or attended, provided, however, said handgun shall be stored and hidden from view in a locked motor vehicle when the motor vehicle is left unattended on school property. You see, in other words, you can't go in there, but you can have the gun in your car when you park there, okay? That's what all this mumbo-jumbo is saying, essentially. A concealed or unconcealed weapon may be carried onto private school property or in any school bus or vehicle used by any private school for transportation of students or teachers by a person who is licensed pursuant to the Self-Defense Act, provided a policy has been adopted by the governing entity of the private school that authorizes such. You see where we're going? When I come back, I want to finish this because it's important. There's a few more to go into, and then I'll answer the question. Are you paying attention to this? It is ridiculous, isn't it? Absolutely. That's my whole point. More when we come back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Okay, continuing here with these convoluted where you can go and where you can't go, off limits, even if you have a permit or don't have a permit. It's just nuts. Sean and I were talking during the break, and he had a question, for example. He asked me about prisons. He says, what was that subsection you read about prisons? Let me go back there real quick and address it, because he asked. You may be thinking the same thing. Number two, any prison, jail, detention facility, or any facility used to process, hold, or house arrested persons, prisoners, or persons alleged delinquent. Well, what about in a hospital if there's prisoners in hospitals? And what I was suggesting to Shanto was that completely understandable, but too deep, because what we're talking about here in the way that's read is if something is designated a holding facility, a whole hospital will not be designated a holding facility. Now, if it is, then it would apply. If the cops took it over and made it a facility because they're out of beds and they took over the hospital and said, your hospital is not, but that's not going to happen. You see where I'm going with this, okay? But the mere fact that the question was even asked proves my point. That this is ludicrous. And we'll get to that in just a second. With just one sentence, we'll just blow this whole thing out of the water. All right, so we got the 5 places so far, right? Any structure building, any public element, any sports arena, you know, paramutual, any other place specifically prohibited by law, whatever that means, because they don't tell you, they just say it. I guess that covers them, right? In case they want to, oh, well, that's covered by law. Well, it says right there, any other place. Then it goes on to tell you little breakdowns of, you know, it doesn't apply if you got your car here. You can keep it in the car, but you got to keep it locked if you're in this spot, and not over there if you're in here, this spot. Okay? Parking, big issue. We all know that to be the case. And then it goes on to schools. But this, I think, because the question was about the hospitals, right? Any property authorized by the written consent of the college or university, set aside for parking vehicles. Okay, this is where we get to universities. You cannot carry a firearm. You ever heard of university hospital, right? Is the hospital part of the university? Yes, it is. University Community Hospital down in Florida, right? That's where my son was born, in Tampa. It's part of USF, right? University of South Florida. It would seem to me that if it was a university hospital, that you can't carry there. But you could have any of the other public hospitals. See what I'm saying? Let's blow this whole thing out of the water and get past this because it's crazy. It's whack. Here's why. Criminals don't give a crap. They don't pay attention to anything I just read you. Nothing. Not one word. They don't even know where the statutes are. They don't even know where to get them. Couldn't care less. Don't want to read it. Don't have to read it. Yo, I'm going to rob that liquor store. He ain't reading this. Hey, man, before we steal that car, I better check these statutes. Let me go check these statutes. See if that place is robbed. If it's got a sign up, I don't want to go in. I got a gun. We all got a gun. So I don't want to rob that place. No guns allowed in there. We're not allowed to rob that place. This is the absurdity of what I just read you. That's what I take away from this email. Now there's another question. What happens if he goes past the sign? Let's say the hospital has a no gun sign. Well, I just read you the places, and hospital was not listed. This is direct from Oklahoma's page. Hospital was not listed anywhere in there. In your state's laws, that sign does not carry the weight of law. So what does that mean? Well, let me tell you something. You'd be a fool if you walked in there with your gun openly carried, wouldn't you? Of course you would. You're going to be asked to leave. And under the statutes, if you are in fact asked to leave and you don't, and it specifies in here, you can be fined, you can be charged, fined, misdemeanor, and ticketed up to $250. Why would you do that? Concealed means concealed. Now, a hospital is different than a Chuck E. Cheese. You kind of got to be at the hospital. You ain't got to be at Chuck E. Cheese. That's a personal decision for you. I get the whole thing. Believe me, we fought the battle here many, many, many times. I've gone into no-gun places, and I've carried my gun into every one of them. And other people say to me, what are you doing going in there? It's anti-gun. Why are you going? I'll tell you why. Because I got two kids, and they're going to a party with their friends at Chuck E. Cheese. I'm not going to deny my kids Chuck E. Cheese. In this state, I can walk right past that sign. It's legal for me to do that. The fun part is always calling the store after you leave and saying, hey, by the way, I was in your facility today, lawfully armed. It was the safest place in the world while me and a couple of my buddies were, a couple of the other dads were there. I bet you didn't know that, but you should know that. There's no guns allowed. I know. Concealed means concealed. Nobody's ever walked up. No manager at a pizza shop or a coffee shop has ever walked up to me and said, excuse me, sir, your concealed handgun is not welcome. Because they didn't know I was carrying a concealed handgun. Are you following me here? Now, there's some idiot out there saying, right, he's telling people to break the law. No, I'm not. I'm not telling anybody to break the law. I just told you about Tennessee. If you walk past that sign in Tennessee, you're violating the law. You're committing a crime. You could be arrested for that. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm telling you to go somewhere else. Now, for the most part, me, you, others like us, we avoid places that are no gun, you know, have signs up. I'm not going in there. In many cases, have little cards, walk in, say, here's why I'm not coming in here. Oh, by the way, here. Here's why I'm not coming in to spend money. I'm not going to buy a Rolex at this place today. So I'll spend that $8,000 over here, not to you. Hey, I'm not going to buy that sandwich in there today.
said the guy to the man who makes a living selling sandwiches, because I'm going to go next door because you don't want me here. But it's hard to do that when it's a hospital, isn't it? You bet it is. So if you're going in, carry your gun concealed. It's that simple. I've been in a hospital, concealed carry before. No one has ever said to me, ever, in 30 years of carrying a firearm, no one has ever said to me, "Oh, excuse me, sir, that concealed handgun you're carrying, we really don't want it in here. We're not allowed to serve you." Okay, so follow the laws of the state you're in. And remember that concealed means concealed. I am going to get to the video. We're going to run that in the next segment. Another disturbing... Oh, and Vern, thank you for the email. Appreciate it. Hope your wife is doing well. God, I got a happy ending story. Here's one from Joseph. Joseph says, "Mark, I am hearing that the city of Memphis, Tennessee is arresting anyone with a weapon, gun, or knife inside city limits, no matter if they have a permit or not, and that there's a blanking match between the city and the state. I have to go for a wedding next month, but if I can't carry my G19, Glock 19, I'd be sending a gift." Semper Fi, Joseph Ray. Well, see, that's people's personal, that's their personal, that's the decision you have to make. Now, if it's your brother or your sister or somebody really close to you, you know, I would suggest you go to the wedding. And guess what? If your gun's concealed, you have a Tennessee permit or one that's reciprocal, they can't do crap. Who are they arresting? Why would they know you had a concealed firearm under your tux if your gun is concealed? Now, I understand the gist of the question. It's the point. I understand that. Go to the wedding. Conceal your firearm. It's not against the law. You're the good guy. You know how to conceal your gun. Conceal your gun. You're fine. And boy, oh boy, we've got 20 seconds, 10 seconds, 50 seconds. When I come back, I'm going to read you something about someone who was traveling, as I just was. And he was traveling on an airline I just got off of that I fly regularly. Disturbing. I'll read that, then we're going to play Kevin's gunfight video when we come back. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Wow, so much to go over with you. The emails that came in today were wonderful. I've got one. I'm going to hold this. I'm going to go to the one about the airline, but I've got one here that is so good that it's direct. I've moved it directly over to the next legalese. Whether that happens tomorrow or Sunday, it's looking like it's going to be Sunday. I've already got one scheduled, an attorney. But if I can bring somebody in Friday, I'll probably not. I'm probably not going to do that because I've got it. I have it already pre-planned for Sunday. But it's that good. And where does it come from? California, of all places, right? I mean, imagine that, the Petri dish. Growing whatever progressive disease they can, gun-grabbing disease they can on your face and, you know, pluck it off and throw it against the wall and see if it sticks. And in its place, Petri dish something else. But it's very good. So, again, I'll tease you for that one tomorrow. I got one today that was disturbing to me. Let me read this. Flying with a firearm. See, I told you, I get this all the time. I get these emails all the time. Can I fly? How do I do it? What do I do? And it's a great question. I'm glad you ask it because I will answer it anytime. So I started reading this thinking it was the same thing that I always get. And here's what I found. Hey, Mark, I thought I would pass this along so that you and your listeners are aware and can plan ahead. I just checked in at the Norfolk Airport, if you're from Virginia, with my firearm. Now, this email was written today. I just checked in at the Norfolk Airport with my firearm. The agent told me that my suitcase would be zip-tied so that I cannot open it when I arrive in St. Louis. This change was effective yesterday. In the future, I may pack a small knife in my outer pocket of this checked bag or in another checked bag so I can break the zip ties when I get to my car or earlier. The agent also mentioned that there was discussion about banning firearms and checked luggage altogether. I will try to send you a photo of what my bag looks like with the zip ties when I pick it up later today. That's from Daniel. Daniel Kaufman. I just flew Delta. Nobody zip tied me. Boy, I'll tell you what. We're going to have a conversation about that if that ever occurs. So I responded back, and I said, you know,
Daniel, thank you for the information. No problems on my flight to Wisconsin on Sunday between Atlanta and Milwaukee, returning Wednesday. Keep me posted. What airline were you flying? And he replied back, Delta. This was just my third time flying with a firearm, all on Delta. I tried to contact Delta today, wound up on hold for 16 minutes at a pop. Last time I tried to call them, they would have returned my call while I was on air with you. Now, it would have been fun to take that call on air. I did think about that. But I couldn't find a way to pipe it into you on very short notice. I'll have to check with Sean on that. Maybe we can do that. That would be fun. If I can arrange that to have that call on air, that would be great because I'd love for you to hear this. I've not heard anything about it. Now, in the meantime, I've done as many searches as I can. I can't find anything on that. I have reached out to the best. A.W.R. Hawkins is on it and a number of others. He has not heard of it either. But we are working on finding something out. I believe, and I may be wrong, I don't know, because I haven't spoken to Delta yet. I can only tell you from experience it didn't happen to me, and I just got back yesterday. Nobody told me that policy, and I flew yesterday when he said the policy went into effect. The point being, we could be wrong. Maybe it's something that's going out there. It hasn't been made public yet. Don't know. But methinks it's probably some dopey thing down in Norfolk, Virginia. We'll find out and let you know. Into the Fray episode. What happens in a gunfight? Here we go.
Hi, I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. In this edition of Into the Fray, we'll talk about what really happens during and after a gunfight.
I'm going to stop that and move it ahead to where we dropped off yesterday at 3:03. And we're going to continue. Here we go.
Questions? Don't answer me. Give me the basic information, your name, your identification, and say that you'll be willing to make a full and complete statement after you've spoken to your attorney.
That's because Kevin is a police officer. Where we left off yesterday, just bring you up to speed, after a shooting, when I show up as a police officer, I'm going to have a lot of questions. I want you to say, he's telling you, say as little as possible to me. All right, continuing.
And you are ready. The best thing you can do to get yourself out of that situation is ask to be taken to the hospital. Tell them that you want to be checked out by a doctor. They'll put you in an ambulance. They'll take you off to the hospital. You'll be with a police officer at that time. They may still be asking you some questions, but in the examination room, you'll have a little bit of time to gather your thoughts, calm down, and think about what your next move is. Your next move should be to contact your attorney. Going through this legal meat grinder is not something you want to do alone. You do have an attorney, don't you? If not, get one right now. If you carry a gun, you should have a lawyer. Because if you use that gun, you can bet you're going to need that lawyer. We have everything you need at the United States Concealed Carry Association. We have a great big list of lawyers on staff. We've already checked them out. They're experienced. They know what they're doing. A USCCA membership provides you insurance-backed securities. We pay your bills if you're in the right. If you have acted legally and appropriately, we pay your legal bills. We pay bail money, we pay retainers for attorneys, and we help you with what to do and what not to do in this situation. It's not something anybody wants to be involved in. Rule number one is stay alive. Do what you need to do to stay alive. Keep shooting till the threat stops. Then, when the police get there, put your gun on the ground, follow their commands, do what they tell you, and say as little as possible. Tell them you'll make a full and complete statement after you've spoken to your attorney. Make sure you have the number of that attorney with you. That's the second call you need to make. After you dial 911, call your attorney. I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine.
All right, what's the takeaway from this? The best way to win a gunfight is to avoid the gunfight altogether. You don't want to find yourself in this position. I'm going to continue to drive this home. I mention this to you because we're going through a lot of legalese things here and more to come. And I want to lay the groundwork and the foundation here. Avoid it at all costs. Kevin's advice is great advice. Now, a lot of people ask, I get this question a lot too, do I have to have an attorney on retainer? No, you don't. You can join an organization. You can join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Your attorney worries are done. It's all part of your membership. If you want more information on what Kevin was talking about, USCCAonAir.com. Everything is there. You don't have to go out. A lot of people, oh, I've got an attorney. I pay MXC. He's on retainer. No, you don't need to do that. All your self-defense needs are covered. It's easy. It's not like it was when I had to use my firearm years ago. That's why I want you to benefit from my experience. Thank God I didn't have to pull the trigger. I wouldn't have had that resource. Call 911. Say as little as possible. Police are going to get there. They're going to ask you questions. As Kevin mentioned yesterday in the video, they want to go home. They know two things. You're there. There's been a shooting, right? And they want to go home. They don't know anything else. They're going to ask a lot of questions to find out. You want to say as little as possible? Then tell them that you'll say more after you talk to an attorney. As Kevin mentioned, this will you'll hear a number of attorneys mention this also. Ask to go to the hospital. You might not be physically hurt. That doesn't matter. You may not know. It's in your best interest to ask to go to the hospital. Avoid it at all costs. That's the big takeaway here. All right, but there are people that have your back. You can check it all out at USCCAOnAir.com, USCCAOnAir.com. Tomorrow on the program, I've got some more emails I want to go over with you. I'm getting some good ones. If you want to participate, you want me to read your email, send them to me, please. Mark@armedamericanradio.org, Mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I read every one of them, every one of them. And I'll eventually get to answering you. But I read every single one of them that come in. And the best ones, the, you know, of course, the more email that comes in, I've got to kind of triage these things. And the ones that have the most impact, I'll be able to spend some time with. I hope you enjoyed the program today. The emails are great. I love answering them. Send them in, Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Remember to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Don't be that person. And guess what? We're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow because we can. And then the Monster Show coming up this weekend. Some more legal stuff. I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your